Hello again, friends and neighbors. It's our fourth Sunday in Lent. Welcome. As you probably know by now, on Sundays we have a guest devotional. We go to Walter Brueggemann, the great. Walter Brueggemann's little devotions for Lent is called A Way Other Than Our Own. A Way Other Than Our Own. Amen. And his devotion for this fourth Sunday is called Pain That Transforms. Pain That Transforms. Scripture. We go to the Old Testament, of course, with Walter Brueggemann, and we get to the book of Jeremiah, the great prophet, the crying prophet, Jeremiah. Chapter 30, verses 15 and 16. This is a poem. Or a psalm, or a hymn, of Jeremiah's about his people and why he cries over them. Jeremiah 30, 15 and 16. Here's the word of the Lord. Why do you cry out over your hurt? Your pain is incurable. Because your guilt is great. Because your sins are so numerous, I have done these things to you. Therefore, all who devour you shall be devoured, and all your foes, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall be plundered, and all who prey on you, I will make a prey. God bless the reading and hearing of the word. Here's Walter Brueggemann's devotion for this Sunday. Israel keeps telling the same story over and over. It is the story of going into pain and coming out in joy. It's the story of facing loss and receiving a gift. Most especially, it is in the Old Testament, the story of losing home in sadness and coming home to well-being. When that story gets retold by the church, it is the story of a Friday death and a Sunday miracle of new life. That story attracts us and claims our attention, because when we are thoughtful and self-aware, we recognize it as the story of our life in the world. Personally and socially, we do the story over and over, moving into death and out into new life. And the church is the place where we engage that story, because the world is too busy for it, or too cynical, or too anxious, or too much in denial. This is a remarkable poem that we claim as revelation. The poem reveals the thickness, the depth, the contradiction, the torment of God's own hurt over a city that God loves but can hardly tolerate. It's like that with a teenager. Love, but hardly tolerate. It is not true that love always wins, but love wins in this poem, and that is enough disclosure for this day. The disclosure is that God runs through alienation, into the silence of pain, and on to the healing newness. That is the story of the day. That is the story of Jerusalem in Jeremiah, of defeat, displacement, and restoration. That is the story of Jesus, of Friday abandonment, Saturday depth and Sunday readiness. It is the story that lets us read our own story afresh. The burden of a poet is not explanation, because explanations never satisfy or convince. Rather, the burden of a poet is to disclose, to reveal, to show what has not been seen or said until that instant. What is shown here to us is that there is a season of loss, not to be avoided, a hope beyond, and a deep time of brooding between. Let us pray. God of transformation, be with us in our loss, our brooding, and our hope. May we linger in faithfulness, not denying our pain, nor cutting short our brooding. May we resist facile hopes. May we wait for you. Amen. If you're getting this before worship service today at 10 o'clock, we are worshiping at 10. Please come join us and feel that spirit of renewal and revival. Right after the service, we'll have a free lunch, sandwiches and stuff, and we'll show episode 3, season 1 of The Chosen, a great episode with a lot of children. And at 4 o'clock today is our book study, Help is Here by Max Lucado, and we'll meet in the Genesis room. But either way, in whatever way, and whenever, wherever, have a blessed Sabbath and know that God has given you this day to give God all the glory. Amen.